Okay, so what's the first thing you do when you're a professional cyclist and you retire from your sport? No, you don't go get a muffin. You go for a bike ride, of course. Duh. That's what Cadel Evans did this morning. To talk about that and all things sport, I'm joined now by Jared Waitley from ABC Grandstand and also the host of ABC TV's Offsiders program. Welcome to the show.
Patricia, thank you for having me.
Great result for, well, before we even move on to this Cadel thing, which I find kind of hilarious. He can't help himself. There's been a great result for the Patriots, hasn't there? The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl has a tremendous record of providing thrillers deciding in the dying seconds, and it was again today when New England won their fourth Super Bowl in 14 years on an astonishing blunder from their opponents right at the end, who had a play to basically go 1 yard to win the Super Bowl, scoring a touchdown. And instead of running the ball, they decided to throw the ball, and it was intercepted by one of the Patriots' defensive players. And it is being called the worst call in American football.
How embarrassing.
Deciding to throw instead of run. It was in the moment that it would have happened, it was absolutely breathtaking, because every fibre in every being of everyone watching everywhere around the world was they'll simply run across this line 1 yard away and win the Super Bowl. And they didn't. Amazing.
Look, the Super Bowl is not just big on the sporting element. It's also big on the entertainment. Katy Perry, how did you assess Katy Perry?
It was big. My daughter was home today and she watched it.
See?
That was clearly the highlight of her Super Bowl. Riding in on the big mechanical tiger was a big way to enter. They do those shows so spectacularly. Sometimes the football of the grand final is almost lost in the show at halftime, in the ads that, well, we don't get them here, you only have to sort of wait half an hour and they start to bob up online, and the squillions of dollars that are spent in creative thinking to buy 30 seconds worth during the Super Bowl.
Jared, it's not meatloaf, is it? It's not meatloaf.
No, it's not quite what we do. We're a bit more, shall we say, kitsch.
Yeah, we're a bit kitsch. And look, we like the footy a bit more than the, you know, razzmatazz. Now, let's get to Cadel, because I do find this quite funny. The 37-year-old 2011 Tour de France winner has retired after coming fifth in his last professional race. Was this expected?
Yes, he decided towards the end of last year that he was done with competitive cycling. He's still competitive, but he can't win, so he can't quite satisfy his high standards. And it was a beautiful way to finish. This is his own race now. This is his legacy piece, the Great Ocean Road race. So down around where his Australian home is in Barwon Heads, where he's always been a most welcome figure. But I'm with you. The bit I most like about this is his first point of business on Monday was to go for a ride.
You've got to love that. I mean, it means that basically he's been doing what he loves.
To me, that boils it right down, is he would have ridden his bike for the last 25 years no matter what. And it just so happened that he was extraordinarily gifted, so he got to do it on the world stage. But once all of that's finished and he doesn't have to strap the heart monitor on or the work rate on today, he just went for a ride with his mates. And I suspect the easiest place to find Cadel forevermore on a Sunday will be riding the roads of Barwon Heads, as he always did.
That's a gorgeous thing. And let's just very quickly to the tennis. What's this Novak Djokovic? I was watching thinking this guy needs medical attention.
Yep.
And then he goes on to win. Was he tricking us?
A bit theatrical. He was certainly exaggerating. He got on the wrong side of Andy Murray, and that they are reasonably good friends, a bit less so today than was the case yesterday. It diminished the win, I thought. It's an enormous win. His fifth title at Melbourne Park, which makes him the greatest of the Open era at our tournament. But he just diminished it a bit by that hangdog through the second and third set. And then once he was winning, it all went away.
Jared, thanks so much for joining us on RN Drive. That's Jared Waitley, host of ABC TV's Offsiders program, talking all things sport. Coming up after the news, we'll be looking at the release of Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grester. I don't know about you, but when I woke up this morning, checked Twitter and saw that he'd been released, I couldn't believe the news. That's after the news on RN Drive.